Thought Leader Thursdays are sponsored by Associated Bank. Whether you're buying, building, or refinancing a home, Associated Bank is dedicated to finding the right mortgage solution for you. Visit associatedbank.com/thoughtleadership. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're on with Ed Curry this morning, certified mortgage planner and construction loan specialist at Associated Bank. Ed, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me.
A lot of people refinanced this year. I know a lot of people bought homes this year and are doing construction work as well. It's been a real banner year, hasn't it, for mortgage rates and refinances and mortgages?
It really has. And nobody would have expected a year ago today that we would have had this year.
In so many ways, right? Exactly. I know the pandemic and all kinds of things. Give us a sense of where mortgage rates have been this year. In historic levels, haven't they?
They really have. I mean, after March, really, after the Fed lowered rates substantially in one fell swoop, they've been slowly creeping lower and lower over time. For the most part, rates continue to be driven by lenders' capacity. If you look at mortgage rates relative to treasuries on a historic level, we're still higher than normally we would be relative to where U.S. treasuries are. And that's because, for the most part, lenders are elevating rates a little bit just because they can only handle as much as they can handle. So we've been starting to see, as capacity trails off, people get through refinancing, there'll be fewer and fewer people who need or want to refinance, and you'll see some of that capacity come back and rates slowly come down.
Talk to us a little bit about where the most demand has been. Where are you seeing it? Is it refinances? Is it new mortgages? Is it construction loans or all of the above?
You know, that's the interesting thing about this year and why it's been so busy, because it really is all of the above. Typically throughout time, as you see the economy get stronger or weaker, you tend to see purchases and refinances be significantly more than each other. In a stronger economy, you tend to see mortgage rates move higher, which has refinances come down and purchase demand increase. And as the economy slows, fewer people are purchasing homes, but of course that brings rates down, so more people refinance. And this year, with lower rates, as well as people looking to purchase homes due to many reasons, stay at home, seeing some movement out of larger urban areas to suburbs, for all of those reasons, we're seeing really everything be really, really strong. Construction, especially, because more people are spending time in their homes, working from home, schooling from home, all those reasons.
Yeah, is a lot of the demand for that, because people have been, as you said, at home, they're seeing what needs to be done, they may be seeing imperfections, but also seeing, okay, well, that room could become a classroom if we need it, that could become an office if we need it. Those sorts of conversations are being had?
Absolutely. And, of course, they're spending more time in their home, so the space that they're spending the most time is really important to them. So for all those reasons, they're pulling forward those projects maybe they've been considering for the last several years.
How has the high demand impacted the process? Is the process of going through this longer from start to finish by weeks or months, or have you been trying to fit all of this stuff in the normal process?
It really depends on the individual lender that you're working with. For some lenders who manage interest rates, and that can be good or bad in many cases, but there's a lot of lenders that will artificially raise their rates to slow new originations. And on the surface, that sounds bad, but for the people that they're working with, it allows them to get through the process in a normal, standard time. For some lenders, they're not doing that, and they're just saying, let's take as many as we can, and that's can lead to refinance times of 90, 120 days, locks expiring, documents expiring, and some of the frustrating experiences anecdotally that you'd hear clients going through.
I went through a closing on a refinance this year, and it was really kind of a different experience with the documents being handed to me through a door and me signing them inside while the person waited out. Are we going to see some of the changes that were done because of the pandemic become permanent?
I think we will. And, you know, some of the things that you mentioned certainly will, it'll make it easier for people to, especially you mentioned the closings. But I think in a lot of ways, the pandemic, COVID has brought forward a lot of the digital transformation in the economy. And one of those things eventually will be the closing. There's documents that people can sign electronically for applications throughout that process, deliver financials to lenders, banks electronically. But the one area that has still needed to be a person-to-person process is that closing and the signing of the documents, especially the signing of the important documents at closing, the notes and the mortgage for lenders. So I think this will speed up the process of having an electronic virtual closing. I don't think the industry is there yet, but it'll be there a lot sooner than we would anticipate.
Ed, what's your prediction for next year? Are we going to see mortgage rates go down even further?
You know, the Fed this week said that they don't anticipate raising rates until 2023. Now, the Fed doesn't directly drive mortgage rates, but it gives the market, who the market players drive mortgage rates, comfort knowing that the Fed does not plan on raising rates. So I think we're going to see, on balance, see rates relatively flat, maybe in, if you think about a 30-year fix, in the 2.5% to 3% range. And I think, going back to my capacity comment, I think what's really going to drive mortgage rates is having some of that capacity come back, with lenders able to process more applications. So then lenders will be willing to lower those margins on the mortgage rates and have those rates come down. So the variables out there could be the Fed. You know, the Fed forecasts are just that, a forecast. They certainly have been known to change on a dime, and that could be based on a strong economy, a weak economy, inflation, and also the stock market. Stock market has had a tremendous run. If there's any sort of pause in that or any sort of sell-off in the equity markets, you tend to see that money that goes out of the stocks be put into bonds and mortgage-backed securities, and that would drive interest rates lower. But I think for the most part, you're probably looking at a steady market, which is really going to be an awesome environment for people looking to purchase homes. The few stragglers who haven't refinanced can get those done.
Yeah, and if that's going to be part of our plan in 2021, whether it's we're going to buy a new home, do a construction plan, or do a refinance in 2021, what can we be doing right now to make that process coming up even easier?
You know, the credit is always the most important thing. And that is making sure that, you know, once you get through the holidays, you pay down those credit cards that you may have utilized for gifts. And also reviewing your credit report as well. We as consumers are able to get a free credit report once a year from all three credit bureaus. So if you were to go to annualcreditreport.com, that is something that you can get access to your credit report directly from the three main credit bureaus, TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. And there's no cost for it. If you want to pay for a credit score, you can do that. I don't recommend doing that because it's really a pointless exercise. Just get your credit report, review it, and make sure everything on there is accurate. If there's any collections on there, you know, those small medical collections we don't want to pay for principal or don't think we should pay or whatever, the parking tickets, clear all those things up, keep the credit card balances as low as possible.
You know, our conversations here really, you sound a lot like a mortgage coach. Is this a service that you offer to your clients? I mean, if they know the process is 6 months away, can they still call you now and have the kinds of conversations that you and I are having?
Absolutely. You know, so much of the stress that we see clients have in the process is really the unknowns that come up when they weren't aware of them. And now they just signed a contract, and now maybe it's a credit issue, or maybe it's a job change that they decided to do 30 days ago that they didn't think would be impactful, but is very impactful. So absolutely, we have these conversations with clients all day long.
You know, and aside from the numbers part of this and where rates are going to be in 2021, you know, I guess a big question too is what the supply is going to look like, what the housing market is going to look like. Do you have anything in your crystal ball that tells us where that might be?
You know, that's a great question, because before this year, there's been continued concerns about the supply of housing and demographics. One of the guys in our industry, Barry Habib, is a really smart guy, been around for a long time, has been talking about the demographics and this millennial bubble that's coming up in the next 3 to 5 years. There's a significant number of new home, first-time home buyers, rather, that will be coming to the market over the next 5 years. So we've got a lack of supply already, and you've got a larger group of individuals who are going to be in the market to purchase homes. So that's going to continue to be a great place to, if you're a seller, and certainly supportive of home values be moving higher.
All right, Ed, how can people get a hold of you and have that one-on-one if they want?
Feel free to shoot me an email and set up a call. Email is ed.curry, ed.currie, at associatedbank.com.